Hello and welcome into Mothers Speak here on UK Health Radio every week. I'm Clara Apollo, your host this week, alongside our brilliant breathwork mama, Kathy Bell. Now, Mothers Speak is an unapologetic deep dive and occasional stumbling journey into the mother energy, from mothering children to businesses and the wisdom of Mother Earth herself. This is a show where mothers meet to speak about things that matter on topics across the board, from birthing babies, books and new projects, to parenting children, animals and oneself, plus all the conundrums of identifying as being a woman in this day and age. We are a community called together to co-author the book Wake Up Mother, which you can find out more about on our website, wakeupmother.com. But here on the radio show and podcast, we're a collective circle of four creatrixes, mothers at varying stages of parenthood and project development. And last week you heard from Sarah Lloyd and Zoe Foster talking about women's cycles and seasons in the workplace and in the family, and how sisterhood circles are helping to heal the mother wound. And there was also quite a bit of perimenopausal funk going on in that episode too. So if you want to listen again, we have the on-demand facility here on UK Health Radio, or our Spotify podcast. When you just look up Mother Speaks on UK Health Radio, you can find us in there. But on this episode, we have another one of our contributors here to the Wake Up Mother book, and her name is Deborah Kilby, and she is a spirit baby medium. So this is going to be already, I can feel the poignancy of this connection going on right here and now. So welcome in, Kathy and Deborah. Let's see how this one flows.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi there. Thank you. So gorgeous to be with you.
It is indeed. And we all met up last week online on Thursday. That was the 2nd of February, which is the official launch day of our book, Wake Up Mother. And I don't know about you, but something went on in that call that felt really, I don't even have the words for it. Just wondering how you felt about that.
Oh, goodness. Well, it was, for me, it was the first time that I'd been with you all in that group. And it was so, so beautiful to see, because I've read all of your chapters and all of your beautiful words. And it was like, oh, I'm with you all. Oh, my gosh. It was almost that kind of like childlike awe in a way, you know, like, oh, look at all these women. I've been reading their words and they're just so special. But there was something, I felt that too. And after I came off the call, I was really quite tired, in a good way tired, but you know that something was going on behind the scenes energetically as we were all coming together in that way and sharing where we were, sharing how we felt about the book, you know, just expressing ourselves. And it's that rawness, isn't it, that you're able to be vulnerable and held and seen. It was really, really magical. And I really felt, like you say, it's hard to put into words, but there was like a vortex energy going on there that was lifting us all and lifting something was, you know, I just felt this rising up into the, yeah, like you say, hard to put into words. Useful energy.
Yeah, I can echo that. It was really, yeah, sorry, echoing that. It was really beautiful, a space to be seen, actually, for me. I don't normally, I haven't spoken much on any of the Wake Up Mother calls. I know here I am on Mother Speaks radio show, but in terms of the group calls, I've definitely been, you know, a little bit on the side, but I felt so strongly to speak in that call and really bring through a transmission to honor Sarah and the space and the journey that we've been on and the book has been on. And yeah, it's interesting that you say that, Deborah, because I noted I was towards the mid to the end of the call, started to get a little, you know, bum twitchy in my seat. And I don't know if any of you noticed, but I got up and I'd got a bunch of roses and I got a little bit fidgety and I just saw my roses on the they bought from a supermarket, and they were plonked in the vase. I hadn't cut them, I hadn't cut them and put them into vases yet. And so I started doing that. And, part of me was like, oh, I'm being a little bit rude here. But I think it was just the power of the energy I needed to be moving. I felt I couldn't sit in my chair. I was kind of, having a real moment where everything felt overwhelming, and I had to get up and do and, channel that energy into creating beauty. So that's what I did. But yeah, it was a very powerful moment, and the healing, the heart opening has carried on for me throughout the weekend. And I've shared a beautiful practice. I've been part of a beautiful practice this morning, which has left me a little bit contemplative and inwards. So it's a real powerful energetic time, I feel.
You're so right. So I was feeling that after that call. In the call, it was lovely to meet you for the first time, Deborah, as well. There she is. There's the woman that wrote all those beautiful words from Mother Mary that comes in to sort of really round off the at the end of the book. And it was just like stunning energy. And when we all meet together, something happens. And I'm sure if you're listening here, when you meet in your women's circles, or when people that are similarly frequent to you just something else goes on. You find you're having conversations in other realms that are not about words. That's, and as a chi practitioner here, I'm fascinated by the truth of that language of energy. And so, like yourselves, there was something that was going on that day, on that there was a movement occurring. We often talk about the Wake Up Mother Collective as being a movement. So I'm not surprised you were wanting to move as well, Kathy, and that, there are no rules in those sort of arenas anyway. If we want to get up and move or rock around or sing or whatever, and obviously maybe have your microphone off sometimes, but you've got that choice of being in that, I was going to say, crucible of women's healing energy, where you all have a space to speak into. And I don't prep anything, probably be like you, we're in that for the conversation, which is a bit like this radio show, if I'm honest. We've got a theme, and we've got a beautiful guest. We've got the lovely Kathy here as well, and we're going to hopefully be able to show you these and have some videos coming up on our Substack channel, but more about that as we carry on through. But we were also tuning into the energy of the Imbolc, which is this quickening of spring, this like this gentle excitement that winter is nearly done. Although having said that, it's still really frosty here in the UK, but the snowdrops are coming through. Our ideas are really birthing, and we talked about birthing the last couple of episodes, and now we're going to like that respect of that birthing process through us. I think it's something that happens continually through each and every day that we are in. A new day is a new birth, a new breath is a new birth of a moment. And I think it's nice to recognize that it's not necessarily always something big and needs to have, going on. It's the little things that we notice, then that new birth, that exquisiteness of being. Oh, who wants to speak into that for a bit?
Oh, I had the most gorgeous energy around Imbolc, and I'm very connected to Goddess Brigid, as well as what as someone I call on a lot who's around. And actually, she shared with me this most beautiful message. And she's often depicted with her fire, isn't she? And she's holding a fire in her hands. And what she was saying was, that is not the way. Like, that's the way of separation. Is this as if the fire was bestowed upon me, and then I bestow it upon others? And what she said is, I hold this fire in my heart, in my womb, in my loins. I am the fire, and as are you. And to look at where that separation is, and none of us are being bestowed with anything. You are already the gift. That's what she said. You are the gift already, and you are becoming who you already are.
Yes.
So we're just, we're birthing more of who we are each and every day. And this, she said, this year is a real opportunity for us all to recognize that becoming, that we're not bestowing or being bestowed upon because we're being a good girl, or we've done this, or we've done that. No, we already are it, and to recognize that fire within ourselves. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, totally with you on that. And of course, that led into the fiery Leo moon as well, that's been beaming down on my crystals. Beautiful array that I had out there. But also, I loved being, oh, I did this thing with the moon. Have you ever done this? So, I've never done this before. I've stared at the full moon before, and it's been marvelous. And I felt it washing me and clearing me and receiving the light of the moon. But last night, I stared at it. I did that thing going, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to stare at the moon and then for a few, about a minute or so, then close my eyes and then see if I see a dark moon there. And so, you do the opposite thing when you stare at something, often the opposite color of it comes into your awareness. Anyway, so I did this and I closed my eyes, waited for a bit, and then, oh my God, it was like I'd done some DMT or something. It was like pineal gland on full, like kaleidoscopic malarkey going on in there. I'm like,
Wow,
what's
wow,
this? I
wow.
had to do it again to see if it would work. I'm looking forward to doing it again tonight because I must say my neck started to ache because I was looking at the moon. But I don't know, has anybody else had an experience of the moon activating their pineal gland quite like that before?
Not off the top of my head, no, but I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah,
Tara.
try that.
Yeah, it's funny because
I've
I was.
used them. Sorry, Deborah, I was going to say I've used the moon to, sync my cycle back round, because
Yeah.
yeah, I'm coming into bleeding around the full moon, and
Okay.
it's not a space I like to be in, or it's I much prefer the other way around. But
Yes.
yeah, you've just reminded me that I can go and stare at the moon tonight, and my
Yeah.
hopefully my cycle can ease its way back around in its cyclic way. Sorry, Deborah, continue.
No, that's it was just when Clara was saying she was staring at the moon, because I was actually at a women's circle yesterday honoring the Leo full moon, and just the positives of Leo, which is, I don't like to say leadership, I feel like it's a kind of an old word, so we've reframed it to lead her ship or lead his ship, so we're all leading our own ships. And the Leo kind of, the opposite of that is that we can hold lots of masks around that. Leo is, I can do this, I can do this. And we can have those masks of always looking like we're in charge and we're doing things, but actually, underneath that, we might not be feeling that. So the mask of that. So we were looking very much around that yesterday, in this beautiful circle. And when we came out the circle, of course it was dark and the moon was shining, and me and my friend were like, oh, look at the moon, and we just stood in silence in the middle of London. It was a Sunday, so it's not that busy, but it's like, oh, that was it really was so present. And I didn't close, I didn't close my eyes and do that experiment, but I have had a conversation with the moon before. Unusually, where it was actually within a client session. And she was, one of the question that came up was, why do I have such a hard time birthing? Why is it so difficult to birth? And actually, we were taken, off into wherever we go, but it was the moon that came in, and the moon said, I'm not dangerous. And I was like, why is the moon saying I'm not dangerous? What's this got to do with? And the cycles of the moon. And so the moon was showing us that there's this kind of collective belief somewhere in the psyche. We may not believe it or not believe it, but it's there in the psyche. I'm not dangerous. My cycles aren't dangerous. Women aren't dangerous. I'm not dangerous. And so it wasn't that she was in danger giving birth, but this whole, the moon was showing her where this old belief was almost, if that makes sense, where women have been class dangerous for being able to birth. So that was a really beautiful moment with the moon.
Wow, that's so powerful. Thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, really powerful. And think about, the full moon has been g given quite a bad rap. It's like, oh, when things go a bit awry, it's because the moon was full. I'm like, I'm howling at the moon. But there is such magic within that space of the full moon, depending where you are, depending where you're at, depending what you need. But yeah, that wisdom of connecting with that cosmic body of the moon, which is so connected to the feminine and the yin. It's the lighting of the yin, I feel. And It's funny when you were speaking about the Leo full moon. I'm a Leo. I'm thinking lead her ship. And yeah, I have indeed hid behind. Oh, I've got all these amazing projects going on in the back room. I'm like, how am I going to do all of this? I just can't. Why have I said yes again? You know, all of that. So I think you're right. There's always a flip side, and there's the dark side of the moon as well. And no, we're not going to go into a Pink Floyd track now, but we could have done.
We could.
But we've been feeling into some tracks to go along with Deborah's theme of the spirit babies, which we're going to get into more in the next couple of sections of the show. And we've all agreed that the first track that we'd like to play you is by Xavier Rudd. So this is Spirit Bird, and we'll be with you after this with Deborah Kilby and Kathy Bell and myself on Mother Speaks.
Give it time and we wonder why. Do what we can, laugh and we cry, and we sleep in your dust because we've seen this all before. Culture fades with tears and grace, leaving us stunned, hollow with shame. We have seen this all before. Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new work, same spirit by side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new work, same spirit by side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Slowly it fades. And slowly we fade. And slowly you fade. And slowly you fade. Imani.
That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back into Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio with me, Clara Apollo, my co-host, Kathy Bell, and our special guest, Deborah Kilby. And Deborah has already been speaking to us about what happens when you tune in with, I was going to say like off-word language. You see, we don't even know what words are going to come out of our mouths, if any, but there's a real feeling here. So I'm going to just read to you Deborah's bio because she's really interesting. She's a spirit baby medium. She's a channel and a healer and a soul plan reader and spiritual guide. And she's the author of Rose's Choice, Healing the Wounds of the Mother, A Journey into the World of the Spirit Baby, and How We Can Build a New Earth Together. You see why she's part of our Wake Up Mother community, can't you? So Deborah supports women on their journey to motherhood, whether they're struggling to conceive, have experienced baby loss or a traumatic birth. She also supports women who are not in conception to heal their own mother wounds, understand themselves on a deeper level and birth more of themselves and their own truth by opening up their natural intuitive gifts. Oh, I'm loving all of that. So needed in the world. And I'm just going to say to you, how did you get into all of this? Was it something, have you always been naturally kind of connected to the spirit world, or is it something that happened because of an occurrence, or yeah, what's your story?
I think it's always been there, but there was no frame for it. So, you know, when I was little, I wasn't brought up in a religious household at all, but I remember this conversation going on about God and stuff and praying, and I said, there can't be this guy up there with his switchboard saying I'm going to answer this and not answer that and answering all these calls and prayers. And I said, it's all about energy. If you send someone lovely energy, they're going to receive and feel lovely energy, and that's what it is. And I think I was about 7, but you know, there's no talk about, there was no space for that kind of discussion, you know. So it was just part of it. And then when I was 18, I went traveling. I still love traveling. And I had my first sort of angelic experience when I was with my girlfriends. We were in Morocco, and it was I just heard this. We were planning on camping because we didn't have the money for the hotel, that kind of thing. And I just physically couldn't move. And they said, don't do it, don't go. And I was like to my friends, we can't go, we can't go. And they're like, why? I said, oh, because I've just heard that we can't go, we shouldn't go. Anyway, we totally ignored it and went down and had this really quite scary experience whilst we're camping, being held up by knife point and all sorts of stuff. But it was just like the most amazing thing as well, because I felt so protected as well around it, just felt we were surrounded. So then I started opening up to sort of just doing palm reading and like, wow, what's this going on out here? But then in my 20s, just totally, you know, you just get on with life and there's no frame, I didn't realize there was groups around, or you know, and you just get on with life, don't you? And you're in your 20s and you're traveling and you're just enjoying whatever's happening right in front of you. And then it was my own experience in my journey to motherhood. So I had my son. He's now 15. You know, pretty, you know, not the most enjoyable birth, I would say. But also that transition into motherhood, not being prepared for it at all. And that grieving, really, my old life. So that was, but it was like what I realize now, it's like when you transition into becoming a mum, whether before you become a mum, but certainly when you become a mum, it's like Pandora's box opening of all the stuff from your own time in the womb, from your own birth, from your own childhood. And it's like, oh, all these little selves of yours are going, but what about this? What about this? Are you safe? Are you safe? Is your baby safe? All of that kind of stuff. And then I went on to have 3 miscarriages and then got pregnant again with Rosa. And she was diagnosed with all sorts of genetic complications. And so then I had to make the choice to release her. And that was my moment of, what the actual is going on. And then I remember sitting in the garden once a few weeks afterwards, and someone at work had just announced their pregnancy, and I could feel a second of joy for them. And then it's like, but what about me? And this bitterness and anger and sadness, and you know, what about me? What about my babies? And as I was sitting there, I had this thought, and I thought, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be bitter, and this isn't who I am. And I heard this voice saying, so who are you? And that's what kind of set me on my path. Who is this me that doesn't feel all these massive emotions that I don't need to feel, want to feel, that I don't identify with, but are there? Who is this me? And that's what sort of started opening me up to all sorts of synchronicities and things opening that, you know, I didn't even know were possible. So, yes.
Amazing. Wow. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. So I love that it was the question. When we ask ourselves questions, there's an opening. That curiosity opens something within us, doesn't it? Like, it's almost, we don't want a specific answer. We're just curious about the arena that we're in, and we're happy for whatever spirit wants to, and say we're happy, we're intrigued by whatever spirit offers us. But yeah, that's interesting, because when I just also was just introducing you there about you're the author of Rosa's Choice, I didn't know that that was your daughter that you had to make a choice about. Yeah. So to bring that into a book, that must have been a hugely emotional, healing, revealing thing to do for yourself.
Yes, it really was, and it took a long time to step into that. I didn't share the story with very many people at all, because I was so full of shame and so full of guilt and all of that. So it took years. I remember joining a women's group, and I felt for the first time safe to say, this is what really happened. It was my choice, and I'm living with that choice. And so I was able to open up within that space. And of course, the love in that space and the understanding was so different to how I was treating myself. And what I was saying to myself was that, you know, that really opened that, oh, I'm not going to be, you know, all of the, you know, but really terrible things that you could imagine happening, and how people are going to judge you and see you and all of that sort of stuff. So very much held in love within that group. Mm-hmm. And then I remember going out as on a night out with two of my former work colleagues, and one of them I told, they were always very close to her, and the other one I hadn't told. And she said, well, so what was that? And I was able to say exactly what had happened. And she said, oh my gosh, how do you feel now? And I said, I am so grateful. And it really took me by surprise, because I was like, how can I be grateful for something that had me like on the floor? Like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to understand, like myself, love myself again, or love life, you know, how can I be grateful for that? And I was on the tube home after a couple, few glasses of wine, and started writing, how can I possibly be grateful for this experience? And I suddenly felt Rosa around me. And she said, it was my choice too. And I was like, oh my gosh, and we're going to write a book. And I was like, oh, if we're going to write a book, show me the front, show me the book. And she showed me the exact front cover that I managed to somehow get out of my brain and into the designer. That was the colors, the rose, everything. We're going to write a book. So I remember running home to my husband going, I'm going to write a book, and it's not all about the women. It's, you know, the babies have a choice, and the babies are around, and the babies know what's happening, and they're fine. And that was the start of it. It did take me 5 years, because the book kind of grew in its own energy, of course. Part one, I'd say, is the book I thought I was writing, and then part two and three is very much collective and creation and universe, that kind of thing, bigger. But yes, that was kind of, that was Rosa, and yeah, it was incredible.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think if you're listening here, if you've had any experiences that are similar, then just honoring that, and that gratitude for the connection that you can have with your spirit babies. And this is actually reminding me of what happened when I found myself pregnant again. I'd already had my son, who's now 33. We all know that. He wasn't at the time. I think he was about 9. And I always thought I was going to have a girl. But I'd promised myself, if I was going to have another child, it would be with a partner that I'd stay with. And I found myself pregnant with a guy that who was a really good mate. He was my friend, but we'd just decided to stop being girlfriend and boyfriend. But I then found myself pregnant, and we were like, what? This isn't meant to be happening now. This doesn't feel right. Well, and he knew that I wanted to have another child, and he knew. But then we were saying, but we've just agreed that we're going to go separate ways, but stay in touch. It was a really difficult conundrum. And I was going through this sort of, oh, it's my destiny, I'll just do it. But it was like, that doesn't feel right. And then it was like, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, to be honest, I'd had two medical terminations when I was a nurse, when I was at art college, and they really, really threw me. Well, that the second one, I swore I'd never have another one again, because where it took me to in my soul, of feeling like I'd let down my babe. This is before I was doing any of this kind of intuitive work. So when it came to this pregnancy, I knew that I was 39. So I kind of knew this was my opportunity to bring my girl through. But I knew that something wasn't right. And I was upstairs when my boy was in bed, and I just sat looking out at probably the moon and the stars. And I just said, why am I in this situation now? What is going on here? And it was like the questions again, who are you? And oh my God, I can remember it now. This almost like this little big, bold, brave being said to me, yeah, it's okay, Mum. I don't need to come through you. I just came here to remind you that you have a choice. And that are you going to choose to honour your own decision about whether you want to bring up another child as a single mum again? Or do you want to actually, you know, honour what you said and said that you weren't going to do it on your own again? I mean, I was in floods of tears. This is... never happened. I mean, it was, I think it was one of those wake up moments of like, there's more to life than meets the eye. But that little one, I've named her Ethereal, and here she is being spoken into like your Rosa. Mm-hmm. And she's with me. She's the wisdom of that spirit baby has been with me ever since. And so I had a conscious miscarriage and I honored her all the way through and just feel like honoring her now with your Rosa too. And anyone else that's listening that has had that experience of how it's not been easy to let go, but at the same time something profound has connected me, as it has with you as well. So thank you for listening to that little story.
That's incredible.
Another bit of the Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio, with my beautiful friends Deborah and Kathy. Just feel our hearts. I'm sitting here clutching a bit of rose quartz and just like feeling so much about what we go through as mothers in all different stages. I feel like maybe we should go to a track now. I'm getting that I release control one. This is one that Deborah reminded me of. Should we play that and come back after that?
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gum.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, here we all are, still on Mother Speaks on UK Health Radio on podcast with me, Clara Apollo, Kathy Bell and Deborah Kilby. And before that beautiful track, I Release Control, I shared a story that was inspired by Deborah sharing her story of her Rosa and my Ethereal, of babies that gave us choices that we didn't realize was okay to have. And yeah, I just thank you. Thank you for giving me this forum to be able to speak this. And also I know that so much wisdom is coming through you around this too. So yeah, Deborah, would you like to respond?
Is this that choice? And it was very clear from Rosa that it was my choice. And when Spirit Baby or Rosa talks about termination, for example, the bottom line, it, well, I don't know if it's the bottom line, but there is a, there's something about reminding you, just like you said, it's reminding you that you have choice. Because as women, we've been through for centuries of feeling we haven't had a choice, and certainly a choice around to be a mum or not to be a mum. There's huge, huge, huge pressure around that. And so often the babies come in to make us go so deep into who we thought we were, and who, you know, it makes us question so, so much, so deeply. It really brings it, like, takes you into your the depths of, well, who am I? And ultimately it is, I have choice. I have choice. And I'm not alone in that choice. Just like conception, you're co-creating with your babies. You know, this is a co-creation as well of your life with them. And they are very happy to be in that co-creation and guide you within that as well, and help you to be strong in your choice for you.
Yeah, thank you. I also love in that, that track, it was that line about of how the love will heal you. And there was that connection. It was so true. It was like her love for me felt so deeply wise and knowing that it inspired my love for her, and an honoring of myself too, and around this this choice piece. And I think the whole pro-choice and termination question is an interesting one, and we all, you know, a lot of people have different views to us. So if you do, we understand that it's freedom of choice there as well. But what you're saying here and what we've experienced is this co-creation, and to get into conversation with the spirit baby, that just feels how it should be, really. I mean, I don't know about you, Kathy, but when you conceived your youngster, were you having conversations with her? Is that something that happened?
No, I was pretty unconscious at that time. This was before any awakening. And it's in my my chapter in Wake Up Mother. I do talk about how the birth of my daughter was probably my greatest awakening moment. And yeah, I'm sitting here as someone who has never had a miscarriage, you know, and so it's so moving to hear both of your stories. But yeah, I mean, I'm grieving. I can feel the emotion in me, because I'm grieving. I'm not grieving never having a miscarriage. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm grieving not having more experience of pregnancy and having more experience with that realm, because it's something that I'm really, really close to and passionate about. There's a little piece of work that I brought through that was from Mother Mary, and I say that because Deborah also likes to work with Mother Mary, and she too is one of my guides. But it was a small body of work about preparing the way for conception and preparing the way for babies, and how we can prepare our physical vessels, energetic vessels, for conception. And it was mind-blowing to me that that came through to me. And I never actually progressed with that as a body of work for women who wanted to conceive. I took the concept that I was given and went, you know, went down the creative route. So help, you know, to, I created a body of work that now helps people to bring forward creative pieces of work, you know, so that's how it's marketed, that's how it's sold, that's how everything around it is that. But it's something, I don't know if it's the Mother Mary connection, but it's something that is so, like, so part of me, that it just brings so much emotion through, and this kind of almost raw, what's the word? Please fill me in.
Well, I feel like you're talking about the that urge to creativity that is within us all. And it is whether you're creating new beings or books or projects or whatever, that's the same energy of the great mother urging her birthing through us, because she's so, you know, it's like, oh. You've got this ability to be able to be creative. And we talk about, you know, we grow bellies and we grow babies in our bellies, or our bellies grow with our babies. But also that this is the place to center yourself in, isn't it? It's your sacral chakra and your Dantian. Oh God, I wish I'd known so much more about that when I had my little one in my belly, my little, and he's big now, taller than me. But you know, it's that sacred zone when we reclaim our bellies and our creative abilities. We reclaim the power of the feminine in us, and so yeah, I've got a thing. I want to get some t-shirts with "Reclaim Your Belly" written on them, because I think it's time.
I do say in that body of work I was referring to, and I think it's a beautiful quote that you probably will take through into another conversation. So just as a segue, I'm going to offer this. And it's something that says, nothing sacred or holy is birthed upon this earth outside of nature without first coming through you. Yeah, so to remember that nothing on this earth outside of nature exists that's exquisite and beautiful and holy without coming through us first.
That's true.
Yeah, so I'd love to offer you that as a segue into something else.
that we are channels, and Deborah, you're a channel, aren't you? So where's this taking us to now with that? Something that you were talking about, that your work with spirit babies, I'm just reading from Deborah's bio here, got to be honest. Deborah works alongside spirit babies to offer their perspective on situations for individuals and the collective as part of creating the new earth. Okay.
Yeah. So how do you find channeling that? Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why I think it's why it took so long to write it. Cause I was like, what? Who am I to just, I wasn't ready to understand myself, if you know what I mean. The messages are so deep and huge. I was like, I don't know if I can get my head around it. Who am I to then write it and put it into a book? But just on that creation stuff, like Divine Mother says to me, everything is already created. It's already there. And our role here is to birth, you know, it's to birth our creations into the world. So, you know, so we're kind of allowing, becoming our creations, if you like. It's already there.
Yeah.
So we're here to birth them. But the new earth, it came through very strongly, because the souls that are here, the souls that are arriving, the women who are birthing these souls, they're of a very, very different vibration. And I don't know really how to put that into words. But we're doing an awful lot of work here as women to heal the ancestral line, for example, to heal the wounds of the mother. And it's not the blame of the mother. It's the systems, the way that life has gone. The patriarchy, if you like, probably bigger than that, where that wound has then been passed on and on and on, so that we feel we can't be ourselves, that we feel that we're suppressed, you know. So we're moving all of this old stories out of the way from our ancestral lines, past lives. You know, we're pretty amazing. We're doing a lot of stuff in this present moment, which is the all-encompassing moment, that the babies, they're like, nah, I don't need to carry that. I don't need to take that on. I'm coming in joy. I'm coming in with new ways of thinking, new ways of being. I'm not coming in as we did to kind of work through all the drud, all the stuff. They're just like, I want to come in and be with the earth. I want to come in and be with you. It's really different. And they're, you know, I think as Rosa said, imagine a world. Oh, I wish I'd had my book beside me. Imagine a world where all the children are free to be them, and not at the behest of their parents because of all the programs we're in, and it goes on. But it's like, imagine a world. So there's this world where we're seeing the world and being in the world very differently, and I think that does start at conception. If we change the way we think about conception and conceive, and certainly the way that we think about birth and birth our babies, the whole world will change, because there won't be the trauma. You know, they've got no interest in carrying the trauma. Mm. Some will, of course, because they've got their own soul lessons as well and their own soul choices. But this is kind of why women can feel they're not good enough if they're struggling to conceive, or if their baby hasn't arrived, and you know, it's what's wrong with me. That, you know, there can be this real blame. And what baby says is like, no, I see you, and I see your potential. And I want you to see you as I see you, which is love, which is more than what you see in yourself right now. So all of this journey and waiting or loss is all part of you being able to see yourself as they see you.
Chills. Really beautiful. And so epically powerful. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to ask you, Deborah, so if people are struggling to conceive, do you encourage them to talk with their spirit babies to enable them to come through? How do you go about that? How does that work?
I think that's really important, because everyone can do it. And that's what I say. Everyone has the innate gift to communicate with all energy, you know, all energies. And channeling is kind of a funny word, because really what we're doing is merging. We're kind of expanding ourselves in order to connect with different frequencies. You know, so the more we're expanding our light, the more we're able to merge and connect and communicate with the trees, with the moon, with our loved ones, with spirit baby. So now I've forgotten the question. So I feel it's really, really important to empower women to know they can do that, because I don't like that old, I know what to do. This is like, it's not, because spirit baby communication isn't, there's nothing to teach. As I said, I'm not teaching this. What my aim is to open you up to the confidence and the knowing that you are able to do this for yourself. And it's really interesting when I have run my How to Communicate with Spirit Baby course, or Your Unborn Baby. It's never about you do this, you do this. It's not a training. It's remembering, and it's a connection. And women on the very first session can receive a message from Spirit Baby for somebody else. Of course, it's much harder when there's a lot involved for ourselves, and you know, we can think, oh, we're making that up, or that's just because I want to hear that. I like to do it in a group where you can receive a message from someone else's baby for them, because it just feels, you know, you're putting yourself under less pressure. There's a pressure of making sure, you know, that you're caring and holding that woman in that space, of course. But the babies come through. They want to. They are there. They are there like that. They have so much to share. So I find it, yes, it's so important for me to help, to support women in empowering them to know that that is possible for them. And that's moving all the old stuff out the way, like, I can't, I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And it's reminding us that that there are souls that want to be born. You know, if we go back to Soul Tribe, we chose to be born at this time of great change. And there are new souls wanting to come through for the new earth. And it's trusting that and honoring them and doing the best we can here to set up a situation that they can land in, so that they can bring their gifts through and they are able to develop and connect and create their bounty, their beauty, their wisdom into the new earth. When we're probably long gone, they'll be carrying on.
It's amazing. I've got so much to say around that. I don't know where to start. But a lot of women, you know, if they've been waiting a while to conceive, they might say, "Well, am I forcing them to come in?" Especially if they're going through an assisted conception journey, am I forcing this? And they, you know, am I forcing it to happen? And like, you're not asking them to do anything they don't want to do. That's not possible. You do not have that power over somebody else's choice. You know, you're working with them, you're in that co-creation with them. Mm. And they show me the women as like columns of light. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world around, but you are that column of light. And when we were taken up in that column once, this beautiful woman's column of light, we could look out over the view and see all these other columns of light. And that's what they're looking for. So keeping your column of light as clear as we can. And eventually all those columns of light join up, and, you know, the world is very different then. But they kind of show me this runway as well. It's like coming into land. So you don't want to land a plane where there's lots of debris. and not that we can, you know, we have to clear all of that debris out of the way. But it's usually, you know, because that's a lifelong journey in itself. Mm. But just to be in your column of light, notice where those fears are, where those thoughts that you're not good enough and you're being punished and all of those things that can come up. It's not that at all. You are being asked and encouraged and held to really lift yourself into who you already are.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. So gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Oh, definitely. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come to the end of our radio show podcast, but then we're going to keep the mics on and we're going to record a little bit extra for you listening on Substack, because yes, we do have a Substack channel. It's called wakeupmother.substack.com. You can hop over there. Our other creatrix in Mother Speak, Zoe Foster, is helping that one to birth. But yeah, just as we come into wrapping up the UK Health Radio section of this discussion, Deborah, how can people find out more about you? Where can they go?
So I have a website, deborahkilby.com. I'm also on Instagram under Deborah Kilby Healing and Channeling, I think it is, and also on Facebook. And I really, really love connecting with women. I offer free clarity calls because I just think just to share, just to see where you're at, hold you in that space. And if I am the right person to support you, then we go forward. And if not, it's a joy to just connect with you, let you know, remind you, you are so much more than you know and feel right now.
For sure. That is Deborah, spelled D-E-B-R-A, Kilby, K-I-L-B-Y.com. Thank you so much for being here as part of Mother Speaks. And
thank you, Deborah.
And Kathy, have you got anything you'd like to add just as we come to the end of the show?
No, we can end there. Thank you. Save the juicy stuff for Substack.
Yeah, and if you've enjoyed listening to this, please do tell your friends and know that you can listen on demand here on UK Health Radio or on the podcast via we tend to pick it up on Spotify, but it's on all podcast platforms. And to know that also the book is live. She is out there. Wake Up Mother.
Woo-hoo!
We've been having some fun with watching her go to the top of the best-selling charts and all of that, whatever that all means. But yeah, so you can go and find out more about wakeupmother.com on wakeupmother.com. Did I just repeat myself there? I did. So as you can tell, we're coming out of a weekend of a lot of energies with the full moon and the inbox. You will be listening to this on Saturday. That's when our first new show goes out live. And coming up next, if you're listening to this on the rotation on UK Health Radio, it's the Menopause Sisters. So from myself and Kathy and Deborah, thank you so much for listening. Your energy is important, as indeed are all of your choices. Hey,